What would you call that, a fall?
Or you say somebody jumped over the...
Over the mountain?
Uh-huh. You know, gunfighters on television, for every man that they killed, they'd cut a little... What in their guns?
A trench.
Or another word for that. They'd cut a little...
I don't know what they call it.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of roads do you have around here?
Well, we have some gravel roads, yeah, and some blacktops, and we have concrete cement road. Some of them call them concrete, but mm-hmm. I'd call them cement road because they're made out of cement.
Mm-hmm.
And they got gravel roads, blacktop roads.
What are the black?
Some of them have shell roads.
Uh-huh.
Blacktop roads, you know, where they put gravel down and put that blacktop over it. They call that a blacktop road.
What is that blacktop made?
Well, it's made out of that oil and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Fixed up like they get it from these flies.
Uh-huh.
And put this little fine pea gravel down and pour this blacktop over it, and it gets hard.
What about that sticky black stuff like...
That's what I'm talking about.
Like pine trees. You call that...
Like what?
Like from pine trees or something?
Rosin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it comes out of pine trees. Yeah, that's rosin. Yeah, you know, I cut them pine trees and get that rosin out of them sometime.
Mm-hmm. What about that black...
And they get, they cut them pine trees and get turpentine out of them, too.
Uh-huh.
I've seen them cut them out here in the piney woods and have something like cups on them, catch the dripping.
Uh-huh.
And they tell me to make turpentine out of it.
Hmm. Well, you know, there's one kind of black, sticky stuff that you can... Say you could put on an animal after it's been hurt? After you can put on a cut or something on an animal?
Let me see. I don't know. Sometime Papa, when they keep screw worms from getting on them, he takes the axle grease and put on them. Like you grease your wagon with, it's black too.
Mm-hmm.
This old axle grease used to come in 10 boxes. We don't have no more wagons around here, buggies, though. I don't ever see any more.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember when there wasn't no cars at all here.
Mm-hmm. What were the roads like then?
Well, they're dirt roads then. Didn't have no gravel on them.
Mm-hmm.
And over here on this plank road, like I told you, go across here. You went over 19 last night, didn't
mm-hmm.
you? And went down the plank road. Well, you know why I called out the plank road? That's the Stewart Swamp. That's the swamp it went through. That used to mm-hmm. be low, but it put up high.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a kid, people would go from here to Baton Rouge. It'd take all day to go from here to Baton Rouge and come back. Now, I'd go down and be back in less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to call it the plank road because it got to where horses and buggies getting out and they'd stall and have to pull them out. They'd bog plumb down. Well, they got a lot, they made plank road. I covered it with planks.
Mm-hmm.
2x12s, made a plank road, like a bridge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Laid them across this way and planked it all the way from the hill plumb through the swamp. That's the only way that could go to town, a buggy or wagon, get mm-hmm. to Baton Rouge.
What about, say, a little road that goes off the main road?
Well, some people call them lanes.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where it's a... And some call them dead-end road.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to call them lanes, be a little narrow road. You know, people live back off the road. They said, go down that lane, just like this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come here. Well, people tell them so-and-so lives down that lane. They call that Kirkwood's Lane because Papa used to own both sides of this lane here,
mm-hmm.
back to the railroad. And they got a sign up there, if you notice it.
Mm-hmm.
It says Kirkwood Lane.
Yeah,
you see that sign there?
Uh-huh.
They call them lanes, little old roads like that.
When you think of a lane, do you think of it as having trees or a fence on both sides? Or can it just be any little road?